Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Well, Lion King finished 3 weeks, 24 performances at Shays. That's a big impact downtown.
It sure is. Well, you can tell when you drive downtown to go to any other event. Where are the parking spaces?
Well, to consider that those performances, they sell $5.8 million in tickets.
Wow.
That's huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Shays receives a smallish percentage of that. The producers in New York, Disney takes the money, but Shays gets less than 8%. But the impact downtown is nearly $19 million, and that's in consumption at restaurants and bars, businesses downtown, and that's according to the economic impact formula provided by the Broadway League.
Well, and it's not only we, the customers, having dinners downtown, but it's also all of the actors and the crew staying in hotels and B&Bs, and they have to eat too. So, yeah, and that was a big production.
Yeah, it's colossal as they come upon their 100th year.
Well, good for them. And when we say Shays, of course, we mean not only the big Shays Buffalo Theater where Lion King was, but right next door, Shays Smith, where O'Connell and Company is putting a musical called Khan.
If that sounded like Star Trek to you, that's exactly what it is.
And a little bit farther down the road is, of course, Shays 710, which is a wonderful venue, and that's where Musical Fair is moving to, but not this week.
Yes, well, you know, they're doing up at the Premier Cabaret. Such a nice room. I will miss it, but maybe we're on to something even better. But it is Jason Robert Brown's The Last 5 Years.
Starring a married couple in real life who play a married couple on stage at cross purposes. We know from her point of view that this marriage failed, and she moves backward from the breakup to the first meeting, and he moves in an opposite direction. They do meet at the middle of the show, just 75 minutes long, for a duet.
And you mean that literally. It's a song cycle, and they alternate singing songs, except in the middle there is a duet. And he tells the story from beginning to end. She, as the play begins, is singing about the marriage that's over, and then she works backward through time. So we can see how their memories of this and their reaction to events are palpably different. What seemed like hope in retrospect looks like foolishness. What seemed like love looks like expedient ambition. It's Jason Robert Brown, really quite wonderful. Directed by Eric Deeb Weaver with musical direction by Teresa Quinn. And they have their work cut out for them too, because the actors are almost never together, just that one moment. So everything must be communicated through the contrast and momentum of the music and staging. And it's nicely done.
What I was most impressed by is the acting chops of Kelly Copps. Sorry for the unintended rhyme there. When she moves 5 feet from stage right to stage left, she ages 5 years in a matter of seconds. How did she do that? That was pretty skillfully done.
That old Lynn Fontanne trick, yes. Just let the air out of your body. And it's a rough 5 years. He is not really a very good husband. I mean, the character, Jamie. I'm sure Steve Copps is a lovely husband.
After the show, Kelly revealed to me that the first show that she and Steve were in, a critic, not you, Mr. Chase, mentioned that there's no chemistry between these two. Speaking of reviews, in our family, we were a little shocked that Gusto finally came to an end, the original standalone. You were a big part of Gusto. How do you feel about it?
Well, nostalgic. It had run its course, I think, and the paper will put its energies into Sunday. But recalling, Gusto was one of the first things I knew about Buffalo and one of the reasons I moved to Buffalo. My brother came home. I'd finished my undergraduate education, didn't know where to go, what to do. He had a copy of Gusto, which was like the phone book in those days, big, thick publication. He said, come to Buffalo. There's a lot going on. And I paged through that and thought, well, let's give Buffalo a try. Here I am still. I've outlasted Gusto.
Ooh, this sounds like the plot of a musical.
And the theater community has only grown in that time, but the journalistic landscape has changed entirely.
One of the newer theaters was constructed out at the Canterbury Woods Retirement Village, I guess I would call it. Beautiful building. And First Look Buffalo is putting on a play called The Day I Learned to Fly. A young girl who gets zapped by electricity and turns into a superhero?
Yeah, by lightning, but she can't fly. Yeah, so we'll head up there. New Plays. New Plays is what they do at First Look Buffalo. Jason Franci directing this play, written by Wendy Marie Martin. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.